Are millennials a job-hopping generation? A Gallup survey from last year finds 1 in 5 millennials reported changing jobs in the past year. That's more than 3 times the number of non-millennials who said that. That same Gallup survey found 60% of millennials said they're open to a different job. That, too, is higher than people of other generations. With me to talk about this is Ruth Milkman. She's a distinguished professor of sociology at the City University of New York Graduate Center, and she studies labor and labor movements. Ruth, good morning.
Good morning.
So is it fair to call millennials job hoppers?
Well, it's probably statistically accurate, but some of it is not voluntary. Many times this generation finds itself employed in contract work or other kinds of insecure or sometimes precarious jobs. And so the job hopping, some of it is voluntary, but some of it is because the job ends.
Does the fact that some of these millennials have had experience with their jobs ending, does that lead them, once they get another job, to maybe be always looking for what's next?
Probably. I mean, it's hard to generalize because there are, you know, many different kinds of jobs involved here, and some of them are more desirable than others. In a labor market like the one we have right now in the United States, where unemployment is relatively low, people are always, not just millennials, people often move to better jobs if they can get one. So it's probably more prevalent in this generation since they're relatively new entrants to the labor market. But and there is some evidence in, like, the surveys of millennials and all that they are more ambitious to have a job that is meaningful to them. And that may be more true of this generation than some of the preceding ones.
Have you seen evidence to suggest that other generations are taking this lead and maybe not looking for something that they're going to work at for 30 or 40 years?
How do you mean other generations? I'm sorry, I don't
understand. Either baby boomers or Gen X or even, you know, Generation Y, maybe being more willing to be more mobile in their employment.
Well, so basically the issue is this. The labor market has changed dramatically since the boomers like myself entered it. In those days, if you got a, you know, quote, good job, you could more or less count on it being there for a long time and, you know, enjoy some sense of job security. That's over. So it's over for all generations, but the difference with millennials is that they entered the labor market in a period where it was clear to everyone that stability was not going to be offered by the employer. So if the employer's not offering it, why should they offer it, right? That's, I think, the mentality that you're seeing now.
So do you think, based on your research, that this idea that millennials are maybe more willing to look for a particular kind of job and not necessarily stay there forever, is that more the effect of the labor market or is it affecting the labor market?
Well, it's probably both, but I think the real transformation has been in the character of the labor market itself and the growth of temporary work, contract work, independent contractors, what many commentators call precarity. That's really the big thing. And so, again, the millennials are much more affected by that than people who've already found a niche.
Has this led to employers either across the board or in certain sectors struggling to find and maintain workers?
You know, they complain sometimes. But I actually think there's a lot of people out there, and the real issue is, you know, some kind of reciprocity in terms of security between the worker and the employer. It, you know, again, it's very hard to generalize because, look, millennials do everything from the sort of fancy jobs in the high-tech sector to washing dishes. And so, you know, some of those jobs are a lot more desirable than others, and the employers behave very differently depending on what it is. Most of the attention goes to college-educated millennials who are, I think, the people you're talking about, basically.
Does it seem that this generation wants something from its employers that other generations maybe wanted, did not want, or something that different that the other generations wanted?
Well, the survey data does suggest one piece of that, which is some kind of balance between work and family, work and life, as it's sometimes called. I think everyone wants that, but millennials maybe more than previous generations and feel entitled to it. And I've seen some evidence in just interviews I've done with employers where they're struck by that. So having, for example, a good paid family leave policy is attractive to millennials. It's attractive to everyone, but, it's, sure. You know, these are people whose reproductive lives lie ahead.
Right. All right. Ruth Milkman is a distinguished professor of sociology at the City University of New York Graduate Center and studies labor and labor movements. Ruth, thanks a lot for your time.
Thank you.